Hey, welcome to the program. On today's show, I learn that you can actually have a sexual pleasure experience by pulling on your nose hairs.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh boy, this is really...
Whatever.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. My name has been inserted into the title somehow. Hey. Hey, cut that out. If you're going to sit here and listen to this, you're going to have to act decent. So cut it out. Hey, kids, welcome to the program. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam, and I'll be with you for a period of time today. I hope you stay with me. I will blow your mind. I will open up your pants. Things are going to happen here that you never thought were possible. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad, but we're going to take care of a business here today. But first, I must bid a fond farewell to an old friend, because, well, I'll explain why. Goodbye to an old friend, and that friend is bacon. I've just learned, I didn't know this, that bacon may not be really good for you. Apparently, I come to find out that bacon has a lot of fat. I thought that white pussy stuff that surrounded the small amount of meat was good for you, but apparently, it's saturated, horrible, artery-clogging fat. And just as I was about to ask bacon to marry me. It's like losing an old friend, a soulmate. It's like not being able to turn to the one you love for solace. I can no longer have BLTs. I just have to have LTs with mayonnaise. No more B. For me. My doctor tells me bacon may be tasty and quite appealing on many levels, but no longer is it to be part of my nutritional experiences. Apparently, it's not good for me. It's not good for you. So goodbye to bacon. We danced together for a good number of years, and it was magical. But now, I say goodbye. Sad but true, just as bacon was introduced into our lives as being the replacement for orgasm, it was a food orgasm, bacon was. Bacon started to be introduced into every facet of our lives. All of a sudden, bacon appeared on our pizzas, stuffed inside our crust, flavored on our salads, a part of our everyday breakfast sandwich, surrounding baked beans, and just being a part of our enthusiasm and our love of life. Bacon started to show up everywhere. as a flavoring, even as a perfume for men, an aftershave. Even the pigs started to eat their own flesh because they started to realize that they indeed were bacon. Well, it's time to say goodbye to bacon. The World Health Organization, better known as WHO, sounds like an Abbott and Costello routine, doesn't it? The WHO organization, WHO, yes. What organization? WHO? I don't know, I'm asking you. WHO organization? I don't know, WHO? That's correct. The World Health Organization, or WHO, ironically, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has no connection, oddly enough, with the British rock group, The Who. As a matter of fact, the British rock group, The Who, was heavily into drugs, and the World Health Organization probably doesn't think that's a great idea. So the dichotomy is interesting, and yet I jest. I read from an article posted on something. The WHO said Monday, and this is not Roger Daltrey, this is the World Health Organization, said Monday that processed meats raise the risk of colon, stomach, and other cancers. It's also said that red meat probably contributes to cancer as well. This is devastating. Meat eaters at a New York food court mostly shrugged off the report on Monday, and Wall Street investors seemed to do the same, with shares of meat producers little changed. The North American Meat Institute, hey, didn't know there was one. Do you know there's an institute in North America for everything? There is a North American Meat Institute. There's a North American Gerbil Protection Agency, I assume. There's the North American Carpet Cleaners Association of America. For everything, there is an association or an institute. The North American Meat Institute represents meat producers, and they said the report was alarmist and false. False alarmist. Can you imagine that the North American Meat Institute would disagree with that meat survey? Well, of course they would. It's the Meat Institute. Classifying red and processed meat as cancer hazards defies both common sense and numerous studies showing no correlation between meat and cancer, the association said in a statement. Hormel Foods, which sells Spam, sliced bacon, and canned chili. By the way, I have nothing against Hormel Foods, but if you eat nothing but Spam, sliced bacon, and canned chili, you're probably already dead. Because that is a boatload of crap, man. But hey, it's America, and they're doing really well, the Hormel people. Do you know how much sodium is in canned chili? Over 1,000 milligrams, well over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. That's enough to take your arteries, pack them up in the suitcase, and send them to hell, because I'm telling you, they ain't coming back. Anyway, Hormel Foods said the report did not look at the benefits of meat consumption, which it cited as including important nutrients and high-quality proteins. Okay. All right, well, I'll comment in just a second. Hormel may also be preparing for a shift in consumers eating less processed foods. Earlier this year, it paid $775 million to buy Applegate Farms, which sells organic deli meats, hot dogs, and bacon, and doesn't use antibiotics, hormones, artificial ingredients, or chemical preservatives. All right, that's a step in the right direction, Hormel, and that's not WHORMEL. Shares of Hormel Foods Corporation fell 1% Monday, big deal, as did shares of Kraft Heinz Company, which makes Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Shares of Tyson Foods Incorporated, the maker of Ballpark hot dogs, Jimmy Dean sausages, and Hillshire Farm ham nearly fell 5%. but that was attributed more to a research report from a JP Morgan Chase analyst that said Tyson is losing market share to competitors. So that has nothing to do with the fact that the foods are crappy. Whether Americans will stay away from hot dogs, bacon, and other meaty treats remains to be seen. Visitors at a food court in New York's Penn Station, which houses a Nathan's Famous hot dog restaurant, mostly said the WHO report, World Health Organization, I should get a job in radio, they feel that it won't change what Americans eat. People nowadays say, I'm going to change my eating habits, but when you're hungry and you have to grab something close by, you're going to eat there at the Nathan, said Randy Duran of New York. Clive Henry from St. Lucia, good to see him again, said the convenience and taste of processed meat outweighs the pitfalls, asshole. He also said anything tastes better with bacon. Okay, I guess anything does taste better with bacon. There are some exceptions, but usually bacon is used as a, it's almost like an MSG, a Madison Square Garden. It's you put bacon on anything, it becomes appetizing and wonderful to many people. Not to myself. Bacon's nice, but I don't go crazy with bacon. Here's the problem, man. We're really talking about two different things here. I truly believe that processed foods like bologna and salami and Spam and the ham that you get in a deli, all that stuff is processed. There are chemicals added to it, huge amounts of sodium or good amounts of sodium. And they're not going to kill everybody, but they're going to kill a good percentage of people who may have high blood pressure. The foods don't process through their body quick enough or efficiently, and it stays in their body. You guys are fucked, okay? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you guys. Eating red meat, I don't believe, causes cancer. If you eat red meat every day, yeah. If you have red meat occasionally, a hamburger here and there, whatever, a steak, you're fine. Most people who live in well into their 80s and sometimes 90s, they're not all vegetarians, believe me. And processed meat has been around since my toes were invented. I was eating bologna sandwiches when I was 5-6 years old, and I'm a lot older than that now. I could kick tomorrow, I don't know, but it's not a stamp of illness, death, and cancer. However, if you eat this crap all the time, chances are, I do have friends that have gone to a better place, or in some cases, some of my friends have gone to a far worse place. Isn't it funny how we consider heaven to be up there, and hell is down there? I don't believe that there is a place in the core of the earth under my floor that where they house all the bad people, but the sky's the limit on the heaven thing. And it's interesting that, you see, I'm not calling religion stupid. I'm calling people stupid who blindly don't really think through what they're doing here. Your religious beliefs are fine, but if you truly believe that heaven has a blue sky with white clouds all over the place and it's somewhere in the sky just above the earth, you're mentally not stable, because outside of our atmosphere that surrounds Earth only, the sky is blue because of the chemicals that surround the planet, the ozone layer, the layers that protect us from the sun, and why this planet survives. There are no blue skies anywhere else. Everything above us is black and space. It's dark black space. Everything above us is not blue skies and clouds. That is scientifically proven to be the case. So if you really believe that when you go to heaven, there's clouds all over the place, you really got to just, okay, you know, like we don't really know. Anyway, sorry to get off on that tangent. I just find the pictures of how people, they take their religion, which is a fine, religion is fine, as long as it doesn't cause wars, which kind of does. But religion, you believe whatever you want, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, whatever gets you through the night. But my God, don't sit here and say heaven has blue skies. That's just the atmosphere of this planet. Okay, anyway, you do have to watch what you eat. And there is a difference between eating red meat, in my estimation, and I'm no expert. I'm not part of the WHO. I don't play the drums or bass for the WHO. But eating red meat, I think, is perfectly fine. You just don't do everything every day. Here's what everybody has told me and what seems to be the case. Everything is usually okay in moderation. If you have an obsessive personality and you eat bologna every day for lunch, or you smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, or you have to have 5 alcoholic beverages every day, otherwise you can't live. These are obsessive personalities. You're taking something and you're overdoing it. You're making it ridiculous. I believe that's even the case for people that jog every day. These people that get up in the morning and say, I'm going to jog an hour every single morning. That will also kill you, I think. Your little heart is probably saying to you, stop this. I can't do this every day for the rest of what you think is going to be your life. Chill out, baby. I think everything in moderation is okay. I'll even go as far to say, if you want to smoke a butt once a week, I don't think that's going to kill you. If you do it every day, it probably will. So everything in moderation. How about sex, Ron? How about sex every day? No, thank you. I'm fine, but thanks for the offer. Very nice. Very nice of you. Let's just enjoy life and balance everything. Balance is the key. And that's what I'm going to talk about today with my guest. Balancing your life so that you are on an even keel and everything in balance will start to work for you. Because it's a beautiful day, I think.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Well, it's not. By the way, that's Bonnie Raitt's father, John Raitt. He was a big, big, big feature guy on Broadway. And he made that song famous in the, you know what musical that's from? No, it's not Jesus Christ Superstar, no. Oklahoma, that's right. No, not Arkansas. Oklahoma. Oh, man. You know, you're a handful. You really are. You know, you think you're easy to do a show for. You're not. You're a handful.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Okay, here we go. Thank you so much for riding my train, for yanking my strings, for pulling my finger. I really do appreciate it. Hey, don't forget to turn your clocks back. I don't know when you're listening to this show. I have no idea, and I don't really care, because in the podcast world, you can listen to this show like a year from now, or, well, not a year previous. That would be physically impossible, but, you know, it's not timely per se. So I don't know when you're listening to this. Just turn your clocks back no matter what, and then you can't go wrong. You're going to gain an hour of sleep. In my case, I don't sleep anyway, so it doesn't really make any difference. I'll gain an hour of more time to eat is pretty much what's going to happen there. Don't forget to turn your clocks somewhere. I don't know. Or just go out and buy a new clock. How about that? And also, make sure to replace the batteries in your smoke detector, because you should. Batteries don't last forever. They start to explode. And, yeah, and you get battery acid all over your smoke detector, and that's not good for anybody. And you may say, well, Ron, I have smoke detectors in my house that are electric, connected to the ceiling. Well, okay, listen, douchebag, they probably have battery backups in them as well in case there is a power outage or something. So do replace the batteries. And you should also have on every floor of your house or apartment or townhouse or wherever you may live, you should also have a CO2 thing for carbon monoxide. That might be CO1. I don't really know what it's called, but carbon monoxide is the kind of stuff that will kill you. You don't smell it. It's just there. And that can come out of your furnace or out of your car or out of your gassy spouse. Can come from anywhere. So make sure you have that going on, and make sure that that also has the battery backup. So change your batteries. Change your batteries. If you have a pacemaker, open up your chest and change the battery. Hearing aid, change your batteries. Change your battery. Your flashlights, change your batteries. Try to turn things on that have batteries that you use for emergency and backup purposes. That's, I think, the point of this whole thing. And stop eating processed foods immediately. Yes, that has nothing to do with it, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not telling you not to eat processed foods. It's just that if you get sick or die or something, then I have one less person to listen to this show, and that would be devastating to me. So tell your friends about the program so I can grow my audience. Don't eat processed meats so that I lose my audience. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about me. Hey, Halloween. I don't know. I don't know about Halloween. What are you wearing for a costume on Halloween?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Whatever you wear, and I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. This is my pet peeve about Halloween as far as costumes are concerned. I know it's scary and stuff to wear black, but it's also very dangerous to wear black in the streets. Black is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to start any problems here. It matters. What I'm saying is it doesn't show up. So you got to wear maybe some reflective tape on the back of your costume, or maybe put it around your pumpkin or the bag that you're carrying, or the candy holder, whatever you call that freaking thing. Something on your body should have reflective tape on it, especially on your rear end. I mean, you know, put a piece of tape on your ass, kids. I mean, I don't want to sound crude or anything, but you've got to show up. You really do. The leaves haven't fallen greatly yet in the New England area, in the Boston area. Leaves cause a problem because kids slip on leaves. they run around, they get candy, and they run to the next house, and they fall down, and they slip, and they scrape their knee or fall down a mine shaft, whatever. You just be careful, kids. You make this a safe holiday, because if you don't make it home with your candy, you're not going to have that candy. Do you understand what I'm saying? And also, kids, I want to speak to you from my heart. And I know many people think I don't have one, and I'm not too sure myself. It's in there somewhere. Kids, don't eat all of your candy. Let your parents go through your candy. Like, kids, listen to this show. Let your parents go through your candy and let them discard the bad stuff. A, the stuff that's not wrapped should be thrown away immediately. If someone gave you a slice of apple pie or gave you an actual apple and it looks like there's a slit and a little razor blade sticking out of it, red flag. Be very, very careful. You are dealing with strangers. I know when you go through your neighborhood that you think you know all your neighbors and all that, but one of them could, be a registered sex offender. You don't really know them. You don't know them. They show up at parties, but you don't know what they are behind closed doors. You have no idea. In any event, don't let the kids have all their candy. It will make them sick. It will give them cavities. It will destroy their liver. Seriously, kids should start to shy away from eating candy. Kids need to get smart. Get smart, kids. You know, let them read the article about red meat and bacon from The Who, from Roger Daltrey, personally to your child. All right. The major thing is don't let them eat all their candy. But the real major thing is make sure that they can be seen by cars. That is so, so important. And sometimes I'm driving around on Halloween night as well. And if I see a kid crossing the street and there's absolutely no way to see this kid dressed in all black, you should never dress in all black at night and cross the street. You're asking for trouble. And I'm not talking about just little kids. I'm talking about adults as well. You've got to think smart. And don't be wise ass and say, oh, I can run across the street before this car gets here. No, you stand in that space until the car has completely passed you by. Be smart. Don't take chances. You can take chances in life. You can jump out of planes if you want to with a parachute, always with a parachute. You can be a little thrill seeker, do whatever you want to do. But you've got to take chances in a smart way. There's a smart way of even being stupid. If you're going to be stupid, think about it first before you are stupid, because that's important. All right. I originally asked you what you're wearing, kids. I want you to wear something, reflective tape or something that isn't completely dark and black. All right? Okay? I don't ask much of you. I really don't. So stop it.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing?
We're going to speak to Joseph Cardillo. He's a doctor, which means immediately that he's a better person than I am. I don't know what kind of doctor he is. There are all kinds of doctors. There are medical doctors. There are, I guess, is a dentist a doctor? I don't know. It's a doctor of dentistry, so I suppose so, yeah. A chiropractor is considered a doctor. It's a type of doctorship. And even psychology. There are doctors of psychology. There are doctors of philosophy. I'm a doctor of radio. I don't know what the hell that means either. Anyway, let's speak to Dr. Joseph Cardillo. This is a book that he wrote called Body Intelligence, and it actually makes sense. Hello, doctor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Dr. Joseph Cardillo is a PhD and author of Body Intelligence, Harness Your Body's Energies for Your Best Life. Welcome to the New England area. Pleasure to have you here. What part of the country do you reside?
Not all that far away. I'm in between the New York State and the Massachusetts borders, and not far from Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Well, there you go. You've negotiated the perfect middle ground. Okay. Finally, you have come along and done this book, which I think. I've always wondered, why doesn't anybody marry the sciences, the body energies, the intelligence, the spiritual aspect of everything. Why don't they marry all that together? And I think you've kind of done that.
Well, thank you very much. I think you put your finger on the core of the book, and you know that's where we draw all the energy that we have to live by. So thank you very much.
Yeah, it's just it's one facet of health seems to always be at odds with another facet of health, and you never seem to get it all together to use the best of everything. And that's, of course, what I think everybody knows. That's what you need, but they didn't know how to put it together, and I guess your book does this.
Yes, absolutely, and thanks again, because yeah, that really is the message that I'm trying to send out to everybody. You can have perfect energy days, or at least much, much, much higher energy days, yeah, having all the energy you need to do what you want. If you can just, you know, take a look at how the body functions and its relationship to the mind and our spirit, you know, our human spirit, yeah, as well.
What actually controls the body? Is it the heart that is the center machine, the engine, or is it the mind that controls and sparks all the various organs and I mean, what is the central system?
Well, you know, in the new mind-body medicine, the most recent, you know, we believe that the mind and the body are really inseparable. So we look at it as one unified machine, if you will. And the body in my work with body intelligence, I'm looking at how the body, because we seem to have forgotten, you know, that the body, our physical life and our physical experience, we have a body for a reason. We live in a physical world for a reason. So, you know, when somebody says, you know, as we've all heard, you know, we've had a fatigued day, you know, the things like physical fatigue,
yes,
memory fatigue,
yes,
midday slump, you know,
yeah,
insomnia, all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when we feel this way, so many times we tell ourselves or somebody tells us, why don't you just, you know, mind over matter?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can flip that, and that's the idea of body intelligence, is to flip that and to use the body's energy sources to then rebalance the mind. Because if your mind is fatigued, you definitely don't want to be using mind over matter. Or if it's depressed, you definitely don't want a depressed mind then resetting your body for you.
So I guess the secret is balance.
Yes, absolutely. Balance. And what I try to do also in body intelligence is, because it's all about energy and it's about the body's capability of drawing energy from itself and from really everything that it can come in contact with, is to know how that system operates so that you can draw the right energy for the right task.
See, nobody tells us this stuff. I went to a Reiki session for about, I'd say, 15 years on a regular basis. Nearly drained me financially because it's a very expensive venture. But I constantly struggled in my mind, is this really effective? I mean, I do feel good and I feel balanced, but is it because my mind is telling me that this was good for me, or is it really indeed good for me? I mean, because you know, it's like getting some type of medicine for an ailment, and it could be a water pill, or it could be the actual medication. And in many cases, the water pill solve people's problems.
Absolutely, you know, and there's so many. One of the things that I really propound in the book is that there are many different kinds of energy. So many people think that, you know, there's only two kinds, up or down. But, you know, if let's say that you're trying to bench press 350 pounds, that takes a certain kind of energy. Or if you're playing the violin or a student that's maybe poring over a math equation or something like that, a person trying to heal from a broken heart, or even a person trying to heal from a surgery. Those are all different kinds of energies. Uh-huh. But the body is smart. It's intelligent. And it can find that energy, and it can cultivate it for us. And it can cultivate it more so for us if we know how to use its apps, so to speak.
Huh. Is the body strong enough to heal itself?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Yeah, I mean, you think about this. You know, this is something that I think we've all experienced. Mm-hmm. Haven't you experienced? Say you come home from work one day and you're feeling a little extra tired.
Yes.
And then the next day you're even more tired.
Yes.
And you say to somebody, you know what? I think I'm getting sick.
Yes.
And the next thing you know,
you're sick.
You are sick.
Yeah.
Part of that fatigue that we're feeling is not just the sickness itself, but let's say that you've caught a virus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your body is producing, your body is changing your blood chemistry at
uh-huh.
that point
uh-huh.
in order to fight the virus. Your body is such a smart instrument.
Uh-huh.
It's fighting the virus, but one of the side effects of the chemical chemical changes in your bloodstream is that you feel a little more run down, you feel depressed.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of us, what we do is we go, 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 go. You know, we push the pedal to
yes.
the metal and work hard anyway. And then that drives us down even further. When the body itself is doing something smart, it's killing the virus. But on the other hand, we don't have to accept that because
okay.
there are apps in our body that we can use to let the body fight the virus, but we can also very naturally,
uh-huh.
without relying on drugs, without relying on pharmaceuticals, bring ourselves back up.
Wow.
And I talk about things like that in the book, how you can bring yourself back up when your body is doing something good by bringing you down, so you can have balance.
Well, you're almost like a motivational speaker. I feel better already. I wasn't even feeling bad, but I feel better than I did before I started talking to you. Because I feel like I'm somewhat in control. Well, I feel like now I'm somewhat in control of my body and my spirit. And that's a good feeling. The book is called Harness Your Body's Energy. It's the Body Intelligence, Harness Your Body's Energies for Your Best Life. And it's a must-read, my God. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's a win-win situation. Dr. Joseph Cardillo, so much thank you for your time today. And this is fascinating. I wish we had more time to speak. Thank you again. Oh, is there a website where we can go even further than the book?
Yes, and I welcome people to go there. It's www.josephcardillo.com.
Perfect. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. You know, I got to tell you a quick story. I went to lunch with a person. I'll just say they're a person. And I had a spinach salad because I want to eat healthy. And I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and there was a little piece of spinach on one of my front teeth. And I must have looked like a complete buffoon sitting there talking with a little piece of green spinach on my tooth. So now it's time for me to say goodbye to another friend. It's time to say goodbye to spinach. I trusted you. You told me that if I eat you and consume you on a regular basis, that I'll be healthier, disease-free. I'll have the best body and attitude I've ever had in my life, thanks to you, spinach. Well, I did that. I took you at your leafy little word. And then you turned around and you played with me. You stuck to my tooth. You embarrassed me in front of my friends. I can't trust you anymore. Bacon doesn't stick to my teeth, and yet I no longer talk to bacon. So out of fairness, I say goodbye to you, spinach. as healthy and as wonderful as you have been to me, you embarrassed me. You made me feel stupid. You stick to my teeth, sometimes to my bottom lip, and that's inexcusable. Sure, I eat foods to be healthy, but I don't have to be ridiculed by them. So goodbye, spinach. It's been fun. It's been healthy. But I'm afraid you and I can no longer be. Goodbye, my friend spinach. I bid you a farewell. I knew you when. Time for me to say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for spending the time with me. It's been very special. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.
Bye. 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 Goodbye.